This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the winners in equities today on an otherwise so-so day was JWN, ticker symbol for Nordstrom Incorporated. Shares up better than 4% on news that some Nordstrom family members are considering taking the company private. Like all big department stores, Nordstrom is seeing a decline in mall traffic and competition from online retailers. And so, in the way these things work, the company, in fact, reported weaker than expected sales last month and warned of a sluggish year to come, which helps explain why going private is attractive. No more of those pesky quarterly announcements and analyst estimates to deal with. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Even as a publicly traded company, Nordstrom is a family affair. Brothers Blake, Eric, and Peter Nordstrom are co-presidents. Their cousin, Jamie Nordstrom, is president of stores. Here's what he had to say about emptier shopping malls in a call with analysts last month.
The trends around that have been really consistent for the last year plus. There are less visits to the mall.
Some of those shoppers are buying on Nordstrom's website instead. But Kelly Hollinger with the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M says most retailers are competing for the crumbs left by Amazon.
Which these crumbs are still big crumbs.
If the Nordstrom family takes the company private, Hollinger says, they'll buy some time to assess their real estate portfolio, maybe invest in some new technology, away from the spotlight.
Shareholders always expect constant short-term positive numbers, and that's very difficult right now.
Privately held companies also avoid some regulations and accounting requirements. On the downside, buying out investors typically requires a lot of debt. Anand Sundaram at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business says consider J. Crew's leveraged buyout earlier this decade.
They had a lot of trouble meeting interest payments on the leverage that they had taken on, and had to do major renegotiations with the lenders.
On the other hand, he says debt forces a certain level of discipline by managers. If they don't perform, they risk losing their jobs, or in the case of the Nordstrom family, their legacy. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.